This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. An ardent U.S. ally, Kosovo, has now agreed to take in Afghanistan evacuees who failed to clear initial rounds of screening and host them for up to a year. That's according to a U.S. official on Saturday, and it intended to fix one of the security problems of the frantic U.S. evacuation from the Kabul airport. The U.S. plan is likely to face objections from refugee advocates who already complain of a lack of public disclosure and uncertain legal jurisdiction in the Biden administration's use of overseas screening sites. Those quickly set up overseas transit sites are still operating near at full speed to verify eligibility and look for security issues among thousands of Afghans and smaller numbers of Americans flown out of Taliban-held Afghanistan between August 15th and August 31st. Taliban special forces and camouflage fire their weapons into the air, bringing the abrupt and frightening end to the latest protest march over the capital by Afghan women demanding equal rights from the new rulers. The women's march Saturday, the second in as many days in Kabul, began peacefully, though. Demonstrators had a wreath outside Afghanistan's defense ministry to honor a former Afghan army personnel who died fighting the Taliban before marching onto the presidential palace. Also on Sunday, the chief of Pakistan's powerful intelligence agency, which has an outsized influence on the Taliban, made a surprise visit to Kabul. This is VOA News.